That was novelist Audrey Niffenegger. The essay this week was produced by Judith Kampfner, and it was a Corporation for Independent Media production for BBC Radio 3.
Last summer in music, the 2012 BBC Proms. Find out what's in store for the 2013 season. Look online for BBC Proms or consult the official guide to the season, available now.
This is BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock, and now World on 3 with Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Você tem a sorte que muitos não. Mesmo de tão longe, eu só penso em você. Eu só penso em você. E quando eu estiver bem pertinho aí, eu quero brincar com você no balanço. Você no balanço. Você no balanço.
Afro-Latin Italo-Swiss loveliness to start out World on Three tonight. Tony Schiavano and Flo Reichle join Brazilian Munir Hossan for this second album from their trio Pedra Preta. It's called Bompati, with the writing credits in the main going to Hossan, who incidentally takes his name from his Lebanese grandfather. Welcome to the show. I'm Marianne Kennedy, and tonight's music includes a final session from the Shetland Folk Festival, and this time from a really joyous lineup from Cape Breton Island in Canada in the shape of the band Coig. There's also a strong cumbia flavour to the running order, family connections in music through McGarrigles, Thompsons, Wainwrights, Watersons and Carthys, and we'll hear from the highly creative UK-based Indian violinist Jyotsna Srikanth with a new solo album going right back to the source. But let's get things moving here with music whose roots stem from a remarkable story from an era when authorities thought nothing of uprooting little kids from home, family and culture. Whether it was British children sent overseas or forced adoption of Aboriginal children in Australia. Less well known, at least here in the UK, must be the story of the hundreds of orphans in the 1960s who were brought from the islands of Réunion and Mauritius in the Indian Ocean to repopulate villages in rural France. The welcome these children got in France was less than happy for the most part, but there were four lads from this background who formed a band in Creuse in central France. They called it Femme, celebrating where they'd come from and remembering their own culture, somewhat in defiance, I suppose, of the situation in which they found themselves. One of the musicians, Jean-Pierre Mutulacimi, still makes music under that same name. And this comes from a new album, still remembering the sadness of this particular history, although the smiley side of their Creole culture, mixed with some of that French wonderful a cappella close harmony singing, still shines through.
Qu'est mi-sante avec le groupe Faham, dans l'amitié et soleil dans l'âme. Qu'est mi-sante avec le groupe Faham, dans l'amitié et soleil dans l'âme. Qu'est mi-sante avec le groupe Faham, dans l'amitié et soleil dans l'âme.
Comme on y pense, rien qu'à les pousser. Mais quand ça s'en tire gagner, nana à cause j'aime le pouvoir. Dans ta cause n'a point savoir, nana bon pé la peau y fait mal. Pareil si zot t'avait trappe la cale. Là sans les entraîner à nous, sac n'a trop, il connaît pas le coup. Zotier à l'époque n'a pas bonté, sac n'a point zot y passe à côté. Les grands ont arrêté ma maille, remettre le train si se met le rail. Si apprendre papa ta sous affaire, démène à mort dans la misère.
Ça mène mon constat, si la vie comme est là, moi la peine rien, seulement mon maloya. Qu'est mis en avec le groupe Faham, dans l'amitié et soleil dans l'âme. Qu'est mis en avec le groupe Faham, dans l'amitié et soleil dans l'âme.
Si parfois nous sans les dire, accroche à nous, n'a pas le mire. Essaye avant, si mieux que nous paie, car un jour nous aussi valer. Nous l'a pas là pour impressionner, mais simplement pour donner. Dans notre musique, ils craignent au fait, la couleur d'autre vie nous l'a pas volé. Bataille seulement pour gagner nous de pain, n'oublie pas, y'aime nous trop sain. Si des droits, ils comprennent notre message. Nous le passage.
Ça même mon constat, si la vie comme est là, moi la peine rien, seulement mon maloya. Qu'est mis en avec le groupe Faham, dans l'amitié et soleil dans l'âme. Qu'est mis en avec le groupe Faham, dans l'amitié et soleil dans l'âme.
Les pousser, mais quand ça s'en t'y gagner, nana à cause j'aime le pouvoir. Dans ta cause, n'a pas savoir, nana bon pé la peau y fait.
6 ans t'avais trappé la gale. La zone est en train de tirer à nous, sac n'a trop, il connaît pas le coup, sot qu'est à l'époque, n'a pas bonté, sac n'a point, sot y passe à côté. Les grands temps arrêtez ma maille, remettez le train 6 semaines de rail, si apprendre pas patate nos affaires, des mains à mort dans la misère. Tout ici,
sentez que nous, ça mène nous de vie.
Nassante vous êtes tout ici,
sentez que nous, ça mène nous de vie.
Nassante vous êtes tout ici,
sentez que nous, ça mène nous de vie.
Nassante vous êtes tout ici,
sentez que nous, ça mène nous de vie.
Nassante vous êtes tout ici,
sentez que nous, ça mène nous de vie.
Nassante vous êtes tout ici,
sentez que nous, ça mène nous de vie.
Away now, I can no longer tarry. This morning's tempest I have to cross. I must be guided without a stumble into the arms I love the most. And when he came to his true love's dwelling, down gently upon a stone, and through a window he's whispered lowly, is my true lover within that hole. Wake up, love, and let me in. For I am tired, love, and oh so weary, and more than near drenched to the skin. She's raised her off her down soft pillow. She's raised her. Thank you.
First there we heard Faham's Cri Maloya from the album Dubh Kiltir, and that was followed by one of the protégés of songwriter Bu Hewardine, Jennifer Byrne. She hails originally from Dublin, but her outlook is definitely a global one, honed through studies at SOAS and a stint in the trad department of one of the UK's royalties collection agencies. The album, which features a very Scottish lineup, including Chris Drever and John McCusker, was all pulled together during a week at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. And I'll be playing some music from that festival's New Voices commissioning programme a little later on. But first, a song from an album remembering an artist who was a great favourite of that festival. Kate McGarrigle died 3 years ago of a rare form of cancer, sarcoma, and the veritable musical royalty that are her family and friends celebrated her life and work on stage and in the studio. The celebration has been drawn together now in the form of a double album on Nonesuch Records and produced by Joe Boyd. The gathering includes the Wainwrights and McGarrigles, also Richard and Linda Thompson, Nora Jones and Peggy Seeger, as well as Emmylou Harris, who you'll maybe remember singing her loving tribute to her great friend, Darlin' Kate, in session on World on Three a couple of years ago. We're going to hear, though, another Thompson, Richard and Linda's son, Teddy, with a song from around about 71, when Kate and the producer who was to become known for her work with the sisters, Roma Baran, had just moved from Montreal to a new home and a new life in New York State. This is the Saratoga Summer Song and a beguiling turn to Teddy's voice, not unlike Rufus Wainwright.
Young adults, we proved ourselves, we showed results like cats and dogs who'd undergone a fix. Fashionably cynical, and love to us was clinical. Long ago, we gave up getting our kicks. But the summer sun came down on all, and it was fun to feel, fun to fall into a sloppy teenage scene. Gossiping and having crushes, dimming lights to hide our blushes. My God, I thought I was 16. All those happy hours turned the green buds into flowers. This crazy summer is over. No more bees, no more clover, and the rope at the swimming hole swings by the weight of the wind. Skidmore girls come back to town. All the freaks head underground. And we who are free swing like the rope on that tree. We danced and played some tennis, made love with Fred or Dennis. We drank lots of beer and ate a whole lot of food. We put our bodies to the sun for God to see and everyone. We swam dressed and we swam nude. And the New York City ballet dancers danced for all the neighborhood cancers who were celebrating their birthdays in the sun. And all that sun brought dope and lust, and we weren't too smart and we had a bust. But nobody slept alone. Not caught up with day. Summer went away. This crazy summer is past now. Sunrise to sunset. So bring back the bagels, bring back the lox. Let's have another vernal equinox. Bring back the laughs, bring back the tears, bring back the beer, bring back the dope and the rose.
Teddy Thompson with Kate McGarrigle's Saratoga Summer Song. And that's from Sing Me the Songs, celebrating the works of Kate McGarrigle, with the proceeds from that Nonesuch release going towards a foundation in Kate's name, which will contribute to research into sarcoma. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. Kate Bretner's Coic in Session coming up from the Shetland Folk Festival. But this next one is about as different as you could get from that, excepting perhaps that both acts would certainly be up for the dance. From Argentina's new cumbia scene, this is La Yegros, a woman who fuses the sounds of her Buenos Aires upbringing with the chamamés and other rhythms of her roots in northern Argentina. This comes from her new album, Viena de mi Trocinto.
Ushparambegos, ushparambegos, ha, ha. Ushparambegos, 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 ha, ha. Ushparambegos, 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 ha, ha. Ushparambegos, 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 ha, ha.
جوجو اومد آب بخوره افتاده تو حوزه این در بوده این شسته این کشته این پخته این کله کله خورده خورده کله کله خورده خورده کله کله خورده خورده کله خورده کله خورده
چرا نمیخوای چرا نمیخوای چرا نمیخوای چرا چرا چرا
begos, ha ha. Ushparam begos, ushparam begos, ushparam begos, ha ha. Ushparam begos, ushparam begos, ushparam begos, ha ha. خوره افتاده تو حوزه، این درمونه، این شسته، این کشته، این پخته، این کله کله خورده خورده، کله کله خورده خورده، کله کله خورده خورده، کله خورده کله خورده.
A delicious bit of self-deprecation and cultural identity. The dilemma of being Iranian with a nut allergy. I first encountered the music of the Welsh-Iranian Roshi last year through the consistently diverse and interesting sampler that always accompanies the announcement of the lineup for the Lee Folk Festival. That track was the opening title track, Ushbadam Bergoz, Three Almonds and a Walnut, from the new album by Roshi featuring Pars Radio, produced as our first album was by Graham Dowdall. Before that was the Argentinian La Yegros out on Waxploitation for ZZK Records. So, my recent trip to the furthermost northern Airts of the British Isles and the wonderful Shetland Folk Festival. Well, it's the gift that keeps on giving, as we were able to capture so many acts in concert and in session while we were there. Tonight, we're headed back to the Islesborough Centre in the island capital, Lerwick. The former Victorian school building has been converted into a marvellous community resource, another sign of the benefits that accrued to the islands with the oil boom. For the duration of the May weekend and the Shetland Festival, though, it's transformed into the Festival Club, an experience to rival the best of them, even the mammy and daddy of all festival clubs, Celtic Connections. The music, famously or infamously, carries on all night through to breakfast after the official gigs. So to see the young dudes from Cape Breton band Coic making it in after one of the previous night's ferry-linked island gigs for a morning session was seriously impressive. A quintet, hence the name, the Gaelic for five, who came together first as a kind of young generation Cape Breton showcase. They found they got on so well together that they decided to develop the one-off into a band. So once I'd found the appropriate stomp boards for them, which was a quest that saw me trawling the depths of the Lerwick Squash Club vaults for something suitable, well, it was that or borrowing the pool table covers, the band bundled into the former classroom that was our Radio 3 studio for the weekend and hit the ground running with a set named for the band itself, Coic.
Ballerine, here I Fantastic stuff. The fiddle is king in the Shetland Folk Festival, but there is definitely one other place in the world where that would be an equal claim. And hearing the Gaelic song at the top of that set, we're realising, of course, that we're dealing with the last Gaelic diaspora outside Scotland and Cape Breton Island. And it's great to be able to welcome Coic here. Rachel Davis, since it was your voice that we heard there at the top first, just tell us where you all hail from.
Well, we all hail from Nova Scotia to begin with. Three of us are Cape Breton fiddlers, myself and Chrissy Crowley and Colin Grant. Jason Roach over there on piano is from Sheddy Camp, and Darren McMullen here is from Hardwood Lands, Nova Scotia.
And a mixture of tunes from your neck of the woods and from this side of the Atlantic as well in that
first
set.
Yeah, definitely. We play plenty of Scottish tunes, lots of tunes that would be recognisable over here for sure.
And how strong is the Gaelic influence still in terms of, well, singing, but also in terms of playing styles?
I think it's a big influence. I know the language isn't quite as plentiful on the island as it used to be, but it's in the middle of a resurgence at the moment. Gaelic language is in the schools again, and it's really, they're making a big effort to bring it back, and it's always been a pretty big influence on the fiddle music, where a lot of that great flavour comes from.
Chrissy Crowley, just sitting beside Rachel there, an old friend of the show.
Yeah.
It was great having you in WOMAD last summer, and of course we visited you in Cape Breton in the famous Red Shoe pub in Mabou. What is it like coming to somewhere like Shetland, where there is a tradition that is, on one level, instantly familiar, but there's something very different about it?
It's amazing. Like, the style of playing is completely different. I find, in terms of, like, the style of fiddle music, it's very different. We're told that we play similar to what you would have heard in the Highlands here, say, in 1755, and their style has developed so differently over here. I find they're more contemporary, if that makes sense. We're just sort of a couple years behind them in writing and arranging. We tend to play more traditional in Cape Breton, so it's always really influential when we come over here.
But at the same time, you've got this fantastic vampy piano style that is definitely not traditional. It's been absorbed from, well, I suppose, other emigrations to East Coast America. How important, I suppose we'll turn around and actually we'll ask Jason this question. How important is it in terms of how the whole musical equation works for Cape Breton music?
Well, I think it's a lot about the drive, about the danceability. So the piano is all about just pushing everything forward, I think.
Well, danceability is definitely a marker for sure. We had to go looking into the back cupboards of the squash courts to be able to find the plywood for you to be able to get the dancing beats going here. Even though you're sitting down, it's still dancing. So let's have another set. Tell us what you're going to play next.
I think we're going to start off with a tune that Jason's going to lead the charge on here. Jason's a talented, in-demand piano player by all three of us fiddlers here, and Darren equally. So we're going to let them take the reins for a tune. This is our buddy Jason Roach on the piano. Thank you.
Wonderful stuff, and there's more to come from the Cape Breton Quintet Coic later on in tonight's World on Three. And thanks once again to the Islesborough staff, as super friendly as all the Shetlands were that we met on our trip. They were the ones that helped us find the stomp boards. Back to the cumbia thread running through tonight's show, and I played a track earlier from cumbia's modern-day Argentinian incarnation with La Yegros. So let's head back to the rightful home of cumbia and jazz singer Paula Marquez celebrating a Colombian heritage with a Belgian-based big band sound that harks back to dancehall cumbia in Colombia in the 60s. Still, though, not being afraid to bring in more contemporary elements to put their own stamp on the music. Cumbia d'Insomnia is the debut CD, and this is the Ritmo de Juventud from Maguari.
Aquí reunidos, venimos a tocar. Estamos aquí reunidos, venimos a tocar. Ya regresó el buen ritmo que vamos a interpretar. Sigue los maguareños con su sabor igual. La juventud nos pide ritmo para gozar. La juventud nos pide ritmo para bailar. Juventud, 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 juventud. Vamos a combinar, vamos a bailar, vamos a combinar.
Cumbia in the Low Countries, Maguari and Cumbia d'Insomnia on the Belgian Zephyrus label, with Colombian singer Paula Marquez leading the charge there. This is Marianne Kennedy and World on Three here on BBC Radio 3. Music to come from Eliza Carthy, The She's, Laura Beth Salter and Carnatic violin maestra Jyotsna Srikanth, and of course more from our session with the young Cape Bretoners Coic. Next up, a blend of France and North Africa with Breton, Arabic, Berber and Nyawa influences all featuring in the collective Fanfarai. El Mima here is a tribute to motherhood, read by Abdelkader Tab and steeped in the traditional Diwan music of Algeria.
Thank you.
a new twist on traditional Cypriot songs and music from a band new on the scene, but featuring Antonis Antonio from Trio Teca, who featured regularly on Radio 3 in the past. Here, though, he hooked up in Nicosia with Angelos Ionas and Dimitris Yasemedesto to form a new trio, Monsieur Dumani, exploring traditional repertoire with a fresh twist, as I said, as well as writing their own folk-rooted new songs on such topics as the current Cypriot financial crisis. The album's called Grippy Grappa, and it's released in the UK through Proper. And that was preceded as well by the French-African band Fanfarai from their debut album, Tani. To northern Brazil next, and the sound of the violão tambor, or drum guitar, the particular invention of singer-songwriter Tigana Santana, a native of São Paulo, living these days in Bahia, where he draws his inspiration from the big skies and ocean horizons that his house gives out onto. This album sees him connecting with the West African rhythms and roots of Brazil, not just in music, but language, with songs in Kikongo and Kimbundu, as well as the colonial languages of English, Portuguese, Spanish and French. Dubbed by some a Brazilian Nick Drake, Tigana sings here on the title track, the invention of colour, blurring boundaries and genres in the company of percussionist Sebastian Nottini and kora player Maher Sissoko.
Thank you.
Beautifully mesmeric there. A transatlantic connection of a different kind. Tigana Santana and the Invention of Colour. The album also features contributions from the likes of Capverdian singer Mayra Andrade, and it's out on the Ayabu label. Back to these shores then, and an Indian classical violin master who's made her home in the UK. The wonderful Jyotsna Srikanth has a fabulously eclectic range of tastes and a real musical curiosity that takes her classical Carnatic background off into all sorts of new territories with a huge range of musicians. But this solo album brings us back to the heart of the matter and the music that she learned in her hometown of Bangalore, the third biggest city in the subcontinent, home to high-tech industry and ancient traditional music alongside each other. Jyotsna is joined on Call of Bangalore by Patry Satish Kumar on Ridangam, or double-sided drum, and by N. Amrut on Kanjira, or clay pot. The album follows the traditional path and rise and fall of a Carnatic music concert, beginning with a varnam, or musical workout of the raga being used. We join them here with a tribute to the Hindu goddess of nourishment, Annapurna, by one of Carnatic classical music's greatest composers, Muthuswami Dikshatar. And the raga here is the one that represents peace.
Thank you. capisce, si tiene anzi non fu. Tutta notte a caucia bastonate la picchiavo, la ciso dei mazzate e poi mi la mandavo. E la muscia ora sulla sulle chiave guerre la casa si ritira, stremata abbandonata, se vada come muscia come femmina giana, ferita giallo cuore, calanima di dolore, ferita, ferita, ferita come muscia come femmina.
Sparkling sounds from the heel of Italy, from Salento. Although the base for Scanto d'Amore is Rome, as the meeting point for the musicians from Florence, Salento itself, and from the capital city. The story of the song and the music don't quite match up in terms of character, because the words give you a rather poignant but brutal tale of unrequited love, where a woman who can't gain the love of the man she fancies turns herself into a cat just to be able to sidle up close to him. Sadly, he ends up kicking the cat about too, but when she reappears to him next day as a woman once again, but all beaten up, he starts to feel remorse and his heart begins to melt. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and it's time to return to the Islesborough Centre in Lerwick for more from the Cape Breton Island Band, fiddlers Rachel Davis, Colin Grant and friends, who as co-ik were visiting this year's Shetland Folk Festival and doing a fantastic job for a band who'd seen the wee small hours in the festival club where we were recording the next morning, and who were just about to set off once again on another island safari for their next further flung gig. So they took it easy to begin with. Thank you.
That was fantastic, and a really beautiful guitar solo at the top there from Darren. That was wonderful. Now, there's no doubting there was a bit of transatlantic to and fro with the tunes there again, and there's no doubting the Scottish influence there, but Cape Breton's a big wee island, and you're from different parts, from Bedeck and Shettycamp and Margaree, is that right? How much do the other communities that settled there, Irish, Acadian and so on, how much does that have an influence on your own tunes and your own playing?
I'd say it influences the whole style, because the style itself is heavily Scottish, but it was all like the Scottish, the Irish influence, the Acadian influence that kind of form the whole Cape Breton fiddle style. So we're kind of like a...
Can you pull apart the threads and say, well, they've got more swing, or...
I think you can go to Rowley's Wharf in North Sydney, which is where you can hop on the ferry to Newfoundland, and of course where a lot of Irish settlers came over to Newfoundland and then settled in North Sydney. You can hear a certain north side influence that is more Irish, maybe a little smoother, and the repertoire is more Irish. But once you go over to, say, the west side of the island in Inverness County, you'd hear more Scottish tunes and of course contemporary tunes that have been written by composers from there, like Kinnan Beaton, Andrea Beaton, Glenn Graham, for example.
Okay. Now, you've come to the Shetland Folk Festival, which is legendary. And it's not unlike Celtic Colours in Cape Breton, where they send a lot of the bands out to the outlying parts, take a ferry across to one of the other islands. Everyone's late nights. I came back from Yell last night, and there was actually a session going on in the car deck with the pipes and the saxophone and everything going bananas on the way back at 1 o'clock in the morning. And that's very much the kind of model that happens with your festival. So one assumes that you would have the kind of stamina required, because as far as I can make out, nobody sleeps for 5 days for as long as they're here at the festival.
So we're told.
We've slept, you know, we go to bed at 6 o'clock with a warm glass of milk and get up at, you know, 6 a.m. every day. We've taken very good care of ourselves here.
Yeah, but you go to bed at 6 a.m.
As you can tell by how we're...
Not p.m.
We're all losing our voices right now, and in between takes we're kind of going...
We have good training from Celtic Colours, because that's sort of 9 days of no sleep, so...
Yeah.
Oh, this is lightweight.
Well... No, yeah, exactly. It's not necessarily easy.
One thing that we noticed that's different about Shetland Folk Festival that's pretty cool is that the festival club doesn't separate the musicians from the listeners. It's all very much one community. So you get to meet more players that way. Whereas at other festivals, the artists might be kind of closed off in a little bit of a bubble. They get to see each other, but not necessarily the folks that matter, the folks who are coming and having to listen. So I think when you get into the Islesburg Center landing after a concert and you just see everybody kind of already having made their connections and it's all going to go great places from there, that's the recipe for the perfect party, if you ask me.
Yeah, the recipe for disaster.
It's amazing how focused they are on sessions here. That we notice kind of a big difference. We have sessions a lot at our festival as well, but this has, you know, 10 rooms with sessions going on, and there's sessions in the stairwell and sessions in the instrument room, and it's pretty awesome how much focus they put on that sort of thing. Everybody, you know, players who only play with them, you know, play in their house or whatever, play to themselves, and then jamming with artists that have played all over the world, so it's pretty cool.
Well, you all, I have to say, are looking remarkable, considering.
Very
and there's more to go. I know you have to run and catch one of those famous ferries to get to your two ferries. Where are you headed tonight?
Unst.
I think
apparently the most northern, was it, northern town in the UK? Is that right? Okay, I did get that right.
Okay, well, in that case, you've got a journey ahead of you, but we'll get one more set out of you. Just tell us what this one's going to be. Tunes.
This is a set that I called Coig, because I couldn't come up with anything better, so I just stole the name of the band. And I recorded on a CD I just released called Last Night's Fun, and it's just a big, giant blast of us playing tunes together.
Fantastic.
With some banjo.
Yeah. Well, Coig. Coig from Cape Breton. And Coig, of course, is the Gaelic for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of you. Thank you very much for joining us, and take it away.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you.
Well, we could have been in Shetland, or we could indeed have been in the Red Shoe pub in Mabu in Cape Breton Island, which is where we first met one of those fiddlers, Rachel Davis. A fantastic set there from them from the Folk Festival. Thanks a million to Coke, and once again to Davy Henderson and the rest of the tireless Folk Festival Committee in Shetland for making us feel so welcome and for laying on such a feast of good music. So, since we're in festival mode here, I promised some music from Celtic Connection's New Voices programme. It's a long-running series going back to almost the very beginning of the festival, and it gives traditional musicians a chance to explore some more adventurous writing ideas and extended band formats. And this year's musical adventurers included members of two of the most exciting bands on the trad music scene just now. We'll hear again from bassist and producer Duncan Lyle of the Treacherous Orchestra, but here right now is mandolinist and singer from the all-girl band The She, Laura Beth Salter, and her 2013 commission Breathe. She was joined by Jen Butterworth from the Rachel Hare Trio, James Lindsay from Breepach, Session A9 fiddler Adam Sutherland, and dobro player Nathan Jones, twin of Old Blind Dog's Aaron. And this is Teacher.
As I sit and stare, you say, thank you.
Laura Beth Salter from her New Voices album Breathe, which earned her a Composer of the Year nomination at the Trad Music Awards at the tail end of last year. The album is just out this week on her own label. And where Laura Beth's songs and music there were telling her own story in part, this next artist is following in the footsteps of a cohort of travelling musicians, bards, troubadours, who'd roam the countryside telling of the latest news and stories through their own songs in exchange for bed and board. This is, of course, a Europe-wide, a global experience, but Jarek Adamos' focus is on the songs of the Polish travelling bards. They'd hole up for the winter between them, exchange and creating stories for the next season's new songs, but they'd also congregate at scenes of some great or terrible event and spread the news likewise through song. They were essentially past centuries roving reporters. This song is Piękna Dusel, traditional words to Jarek's own setting, a tale of a woman who's carried off to paradise by the Virgin Mary after hearing that the woman had lost her three children. On being asked at the gates of paradise what's going on earth, the woman replies, "Nothing good. The rich laugh at the poor."
Piękna duszo, śliczny kwiecie, co tam słychać na tym świecie? Śmiertelny młot piersi bije, nie chce wyleć dusza z szyje. Wyleciała dusza z ciała, nie wiedziała gdzie paść miała. Padła na zielonej łące, krzyczy, płacze, łamie ręce. Oj, 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 oj. Najświętsza Panna usłyszała, na anioła zawołała. Spuść się z wysokości aniele, uktur duszę na padole. I spuścił się anioł z nieba, czego płacze duszo jedna. Jakże ja nie mam płakać, dziadek trojgu odumarłam. Oj, 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 oj. Niech pracuj się od dziadeczki, jest tam na nie świat szeroczki. Jak szeroczki, tak wysoczki, pomieszczą się te dziadeczki. Pawle Pietrze, ktoś kołacze, Jezu dusza do raju chce. Pawle Pietrze, podaj klucze, powypuszcza czysta duszę. Tylko jednej nie wypuszczaj, co ojca matkę zabiła. Jezu, Jezu, nie zabiłam, dopiero się zamierzyłam. Gorsze twoje zamierzenie, niż ojca matkę uderzenie. Gorsze twoje zamierzenie, niż ojca matkę uderzenie. Jej się, Pawle Pietrze, co tam słychać na tamtym świecie? Nie słyszałam nic dobrego, śmiej się bogaty z ubogiego. Co tam u was poniżony, tutaj będzie podwyższony. 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 Co tam u was poniżony.
Thank you.
First up there was Jarek Adamow from his album of Music of the Polish Troubadours, armed with those bards' weapon of choice, the hurdy-gurdy. It's called Fall in Mountains. And then we heard Dengi 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 and Chakalom from the album La Alianza Profana, taking us back to that cumbia flavour running through tonight's World on Three. This time a duo from Lima in Peru, whose inspiration is the psychedelic cumbia, this time of the 70s, and the psychedelia manifesting itself as much in the visuals that accompany their music as the sounds themselves. Now, I played a previously unreleased track from Eliza Carthy's new retrospective collection a couple of weeks ago, but it is such a rich and varied collection, representative of a furiously creative output over 21 years, that it's well worth dipping into again. So, I'll take the family connection here with Waterson Carthy and Jack Frost, with Eliza and her dynasty, joined here also by singers Emily Portman and Lauren McCormick.
Craftsman. danza se comienza. Pate nostre de prudenza.
Vostro pe con vostra mue. Anche luce su un becce.
Anche luce su un becce. Vostro pe con vostra mue.
Eliza Carthy celebrating 21 years in the business. That was Jack Frost from her celebration retrospective, Wayward Daughter, curated by Efrit's Ian Anderson. And that's it for tonight. I'm going to leave you with more of the fruits of Celtic Connections' New Voices commissioning programme and the new music of bassist Duncan Lyle, one of the core members of the Treacherous Orchestra. The trancy minimalist grooves of that monster band are definitely to be heard here, with Ali Hutton on whistles and pipes and Innes Watson on guitar in the mix. But it's not all testosterone-fuelled grooves, with the like of Patsy Reed and Gillian Frame keeping them in check on fiddles as well. Duncan says the music drew on memories of his childhood and growing up and working through music and the intimacy of working in his own studio. But the stories he leaves for us to make up for ourselves to each piece of music. So I'm going to leave you with this from Infinite Reflections, thanks to Felix Carey and all in the studio tonight, and make of this what you will, the Beast.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. A fair measure of this opening hour given over to a concert from Katowice in January 2013, celebrating Polish composer Witold Lutosławski's centenary, including his cello concerto. First, though, a young Lutosławski and a well-known Paganini theme treated over the years to rhapsodies or variations by, among others, Rachmaninoff, Brahms and Andrew Lloyd Webber. Lutosławski wrote his Paganini variations for two pianos in 1941 when he was in his late 20s, and he must have thought well of the piece because he made this orchestration of it in 1978. The pianist is Louis Lorty with the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Edward Gardner.